Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So we are here with Melissa Clark, food writer for The New York Times, to solve a problem for you, a problem every day that you're confronted with in the workplace, what to do about lunch. In these trying times when layoffs are looming, you don't want to be away from your desk, not for an hour, not for 15 minutes. And then there's the expense of lunch, a sandwich a day, that's more than 50 cents, $9, $10, $20 a day. You can't spend that on lunch. You've heard of al dente, right? You've heard of al fresco, right? We want to talk about al desco, cuisine at your desk, ways of creatively and cost-effectively bringing a new pizzazz to lunch right there at your desk, short of hanging a glucose IV and actually giving your nutrition that way. Melissa, thanks so much for coming in. And we actually gave you this idea and sent you off to sort of figure it out. What have you come up with?
Well, this was a really fun one for me because, I mean, I work from home, so my lunchtime is a whole other thing. But my husband obviously works out of the house, and he eats lunch at his desk every day. And so he enjoyed me trying out these different things on him. The first thing is I want everybody out there to go set up a little desk drawer pantry.
Okay, desk drawer pantry.
My desk drawer pantry. Just take either a little box or clear off a part of your desk. And if you could stock a few condiments and pantry items, you can jazz up anything. You can jazz up stuff from your salad bar. You can jazz up stuff even from your work cafeteria, believe it or not.
This is not preparing food. This is actually pizzazzing food
if you just sprinkle a little bit of really good olive oil. Just get the best olive oil that you can. Sprinkle it on those greens that you get either in a big bag and you keep in your fridge. In fact, I snooped around your fridge here and I noticed that somebody had a big bag of greens. Perfect. You've got your bag of greens or your greens from the salad bar. Good olive oil will taste so much better than the dressing that they have on the side there. Good salt. Go and get good coarse sea salt. If you want to splurge, you can use fleur de sel, or if you don't want to splurge, kosher salt. It's all going to be better than the stuff in the packets.
And cheaper.
Next thing, red wine vinegar. Good red wine vinegar. Again, you've got your salad dressing. Red wine vinegar is also amazing on your sandwiches. You know, if you just get a tuna sandwich from the deli, just a few drops of red wine vinegar, or check this one out, sesame oil. It's just going to change the flavor profile. You keep it at your desk. Good mustard. You do not need to refrigerate mustard. Everyone thinks you do. You don't. Keep your Dijon at your desk. Smear it on everything. It's going to taste better than the stuff in the packets. And then the most important thing is freshly ground black pepper. Get a pepper grinder and keep it at your desk. Label it with your name on it so nobody steals it, you know. And these are the things that are going to make a huge difference to whatever you get.
Well, you know, just quickly, it's funny that you mentioned that Dijon doesn't have to be refrigerated, because there is food theft in many
yes.
offices. We won't call anyone out, NPR West, but what do you do about that?
I know. You know, it's funny. As I was snooping in your fridge over there, I noticed that everybody had their food neatly labeled with their name and the date. And I say, that's exactly the best way to do it is just take your tape. Tape it around the package, not just on top, but actually tape it closed. Because I think that if someone is thieving, they'll feel a little bit more of a pang if they actually have to undo the tape that you've elaborately taped.
Well, there's actually motion sensor technology. And that's really a question. I mean, there are tools. You're talking about upgrading food that you probably got from around the corner. But you can actually prepare whole meals at your desk with some certain raw materials, and short of like bouillabaisse, which probably isn't recommended there at your desk.
Although if you buy I bet you there's freeze-dried bouillabaisse out there somewhere. Just add water, boiling water.
So can you have a boiling appliance at your desk that's sort of appropriate? A toaster oven is maybe a little too elaborate.
That might be a little too much. But what about a kettle? What about an electric kettle? First of all, most offices, you probably have somewhere to make tea, right?
Right.
So just use that boiling water. Use that hot water. There's probably a microwave. And all supermarkets have a sort of instant food section. I went to Trader Joe's and I had a great time. I just bought all their stuff.
And that's what you brought.
And that's what
here.
I brought
this
you.
Is, what is this called?
This is called Punjab Choli. And so it's a Punjabi dish. So from, Pakistan, northern India. Mm-hmm. You can taste how spicy it is. Sorry, it's a little bit spicy for breakfast there.
That's all right.
But what I did was I put chopped fresh spinach in it. And as I was heating it up, you don't even need to chop it. Just fresh spinach straight from the salad bar or from a big bag that you buy. And if you add something green and fresh to even your udon noodles, your ramen noodles, whatever you have that you're heating up in the microwave at work, add something fresh and green. It's going to make doesn't that taste good?
It's just fantastic. So think of your prepared food as a raw material.
Exactly. And then you're just doing, I mean, all you're doing is basically heat, eat, and then think of the green as the garnish. You could use scallion. Here's another tip. Always have a sharp knife at your desk. Buy an avocado, a tomato, a zucchini, and cut it up and eat it alongside. It's going to make your lunch so much fresher tasting.
But in a tense work environment, sharp knives, is that a good idea?
No,
I don't know if they're putting it in. Well, we want your recipes, actually. If you have some great El Desco ideas, call us at 877-8-MYTAKE or post them on our website at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Any other sort of suggestions?
Yeah, here's a good one. As you see, I put your food on a placemat over there.
Right.
Center for Disease Control says if you're going to eat lunch at your desk, put a placemat down because your desk is full of bacteria and you don't want it in your lunch. So, and I think personally, it adds that little special ambiance.
It makes you feel civilized.
It does.
Yes, it does. It's a creature comfort. It's do something for yourself moment.
And it's also, it's like, this is lunchtime, not work time. And also, don't email and eat lunch. Just eat your lunch. Focus on it. Enjoy it. And bring a real fork. It also is so much more pleasant than a plastic fork.
And they also say you'll eat less if you eat and don't type.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
mindful
great.
Eating, very important.
Right,
good
well,
tip.
As always, it's great to have Melissa Clark in the studio with us, food writer for the New York Times, talking about El Desco strategies for eating real cuisine, not just some chow that you slurp out of a trough. Actual cuisine at your desk.